So often your spirit asks you to do what seems to be the opposite of what you should do. And this is part of the process of learning to trust the wisdom of your spirit. And it will take care of many aspects of your identity, simply trusting your spirit to and listening to tell you which way to move. And it does not mean that you do not think about what you are doing, but the thinking must at some point step aside and either work with your spirit or give up and let your spirit work for you. It will be one or the other of those things. But when you learn that you indeed are someone who has a very intuitive spirit that is connected to the universe, and you can breathe and you can rest enough to allow that to be a truth in your life, then an interesting thing happens. Things that were complicated become simple. And the spiritual teaching about this, of course, is that complexity goes with fear, simplicity goes with love. And so we want to be very suspicious of things that are complicated. We want to be very suspicious of our desire to respond in a complicated way. Because usually, what is at the base of that is something fearful. And fearful, the complexity goes on forever. There is no end. And so the spirit will very often be the voice inside of you that looks at the complicated situation and shows you the heart of it and where you need to be or where you do not need to be. And that is the beauty of working with your own intuitive abilities. The thing that we have been taught is that we are supposed to interact and to work and to strive and to push and to pull until it all comes out right. But when there is striving and pushing and pulling, it is very rare for everything to come out all right. It is our ability to find a simple position in the middle of complexity and then listen to our own voice about that. Listen to what it says. Listen to your body. We see very often that your intuition is trying to speak to you, but it is being overridden by your head for some reason. The brain is saying, no, no, push harder, do more. And very often you will find that that is not the best use of your energy. Now, this is not something that says that you do not ever stand up for what you believe or you do not speak for what is true, but it does say that you want to have a parameter around that. In other words, here is the simple truth, and you are holding that, and it is your truth. But do you want to answer 150 questions about your truth? Probably not. And when you are in that situation, your strongest power is the repetition of your simple truth. This is what I know. This is what is true for me. You will find that in that way, you can keep your own energy and it will not fly to the wind. And we will remind you of another teaching, which is simply because someone asks you a question does not mean that you have to answer it. And sometimes when you are asked a question, the most powerful thing you can do is simply state your truth. and leave all of the mess that the questions are yammering about. It just say, this is what is true for me. You do not have to answer the question. Many of the questions, if you look at them, are not actually looking for the truth of a matter. They are very often looking for, how do we stir the fear? How do we make the drama? How do we use the gossip to keep the pot boiling? And a thing you do not want to do is to enter into that. It wastes your energy, and you can actually lose your identity in that. So we want you to think about breathing, being in touch with your intuition, listening to what you know to be true, finding the simplest way to state that, and then repeating that. To be caught in all of these other things is just a waste of your energy. And your intuitive powers will tell you that. You do not need to go on and get involved in everyone's question about everything. That is not your job. Your job is to, in the most powerful way, present your truth. And you will find that when that is what you do, energetically, you are making a more powerful statement than when you get lost in that old belief about pleasing everybody, answering everybody. There's such a loss of identity when you get caught in that. So this is the thing to keep in mind in your daily life. Now, the other thing we want to remind you about is your ability to know and honor the truth inside of you. This is very important. No matter what the situation, you owe it to yourself to know what is true, to say what is true, and to hold that in you and work with it inside, however you want to work with it or not work with it. But we cannot have you turning away from your own truth because you do not like what you hear, or you do not care for the way you feel. We cannot have you turning against yourself, because that then is a denial of what you are and who you are. Of course, you are going to have different responses to different things. And we do not want that to go away. That is a part of who you are. And accepting that, then choosing how you want to work with that, that is a very spiritual thing to do. But once again, simplicity. When you feel something, we want you to know what that feeling is in a simple way, and name it, and honor that you felt it, and do not guilt yourself for it, and do not be afraid of it. Simply know this is what it is. And then when you can breathe and be with it, you can decide what you want to do with it. Do you want to use it to heal an old wound? Do you want to recognize it as part of a pattern that you like or that you do not like? Whichever way that is, let us have respect for your intuitive information for yourself. Very important. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And know that there is power in your breath. and feel the air around you become the color of rose. And breathe in love. And exhale fear. And become aware of the presence of spirit helpers around you. And these are the helpers who will pull away from you the things you are carrying that you do not need to carry. The thoughts that are heavy, the responsibilities that are not your own. And as you breathe into your heart, with every breath, be the one who chooses to release what is most on your mind, most heavy in your heart, most on your back, most heavy in your hands. And choose one thought that is heavy, that does not serve you. And as you breathe in love in the place where that thought lives, as you exhale, release that thought and feel it gathered in by the teachers around you who've come to help you be free. Now take a fear that is real, and do not judge it. Identify it. And breathe in love. And exhale that fear and feel it gathered up by those who've come to help you be free. Now find a person in your life, a person who you've assumed responsibility for, or a person who is troubling to you, and breathe in love. And exhale that person and all that comes with them, and feel those who've come to make you free gather that in. Take that out of your field. Now feel how much lighter you are. Bring your attention into your root center and see a wheel in your root that is bright and alive and turning to create the energy you need for shaping your life, for bringing what is good into your life. Feel that wheel turning in your root. Move your attention up into your second center and see a wheel turning in the second center. And see this wheel throwing off judgment and shame and heaviness, throwing it out of your body and out of your field. Move your attention to your solar plexus and see the wheel turn in the solar plexus, clearing this area of any emotions that do not serve you or honor you. Feel them thrown off and the wheel remaining to allow you to feel joy. Move your attention into your heart and see the wheel of your heart turning, turning, throwing off pain and fear and doubt, strengthening your heart center. Feel the wheel turning. Go to your throat and feel the wheel turning. Turning to create energy for the communication that makes you whole. Throwing off communication that does not serve you. Go to your third eye and feel the wheel turning. And as the wheel turns, feel the power it brings to your third eye, to its ability to show you truth, to intuit what is the good thing for you, to make you wise and far-seeing. Go to the crown and feel the wheel turning. And as the wheel turns, feel it open your crown wider and feel the beauty of the universe pouring into your body. Be aware of all of the wheels turning together and feel the power they are generating in your body and your life. And feel the golden light that flows down through the center of the wheels to fill you and heal you, to protect you and make you wise and happy. The gold in the center, the wheels turning all around. Move into your heart center. And as you move into your heart center, see that a gift has been left there for you. Rest your mind and know that the universe that loves you and knows you has left a gift for you that is for your highest good. Rest the mind. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.